Hi, welcome everyone. This is Sharon Jeffers. You're listening to the Mystic Oracle Radio Show. And I'm going to be your host here for the next 55 minutes. And I'm, you know, this show, as you know, if you listen, is dedicated to the mystic science of the cards, learning about them. We have open lines for people to call in and do readings. I'm going to talk about our new president here. And I want to record it so I can upload it onto my website, just this part. So anyway, I want to welcome you here today. Sorry, dead air time. Very bad. And I wanted to talk about President Obama, because this is a whole new ball game we're going to play now, it seems, which is really great. And I was looking at his cards. I was actually using him as an example in my webinar. And so I thought, oh, I should talk about this a little bit on the radio. Because the interesting thing is George W. Bush and Barack H. Obama actually are the same birth card, the Nine of Diamonds. And the high side of this card represents the card of the universal giver, the one who gives. All nines are universal numbers, and they're meant to enhance the quality of other people's lives. And when they show up in our lives, they're there to initiate us into a higher consciousness and higher self-awareness. So, you know, sometimes we have to go into the darkness to emerge into the light. And I feel that everything that's happened for the last 8 years is probably what got us all out of our chairs and off our butts and into the polls. So something good comes of everything, right? Now, I did President Obama's name in the cards, first of all, because we're not going to call him Barack Obama anymore. We're going to call him President Obama. And it was, and that's going to shift our relationship with him. And it's probably also going to have an effect on how he feels in general, having a switch and a title like that. The name Barack is actually a Ten of Hearts, which is an embrace of the people in love. And the name Obama is a Six of Hearts, which is responsibility to that perfect or higher love. So there's an expression of creativity in the combination of his first and last name. And he was really born with that responsibility, and he was named with that responsibility. Because he was named to be responsible for love and to embrace the people and to stand in a place where all the people could see him. His Nine of Diamonds birth card has a phoenix or destiny card of the Ten of Clubs, which is the card of the teacher and the healer, and spiritually the Jack of Hearts, who is the way shower of love. So when we put all these combinations together, it's so obvious that, you know, I mean, it would be obvious anyway, but that, you know, his destiny is written in the cards for him to be doing what he's doing. When I look at his personal year right now, Oh, I wanted to say one more thing about his life path, because in Mars, which really governs the work that he does and how he does it, he has the King of Clubs and the Six of Hearts again, the responsibility to love. The day he was elected, I knew he was going to win because I looked at his personal cards for the day, and I looked at John McCain's personal cards for the day as well. And John McCain had the Six of Clubs and the Six of Diamonds. So I knew that he was going to have to make some adjustments. And President Obama, this is in the primaries. No, this is in the final election. What am I thinking? President Obama had the King of Clubs and the Six of Spades. And if you look at a regular deck of cards, you'll see that the King of Clubs is holding the world in his hand. And the Six of Spades is the card of fate and destiny. So I was pretty sure that he was going to be winning the presidency that day, because it definitely looked that way in the cards. When I look at his three-month cycle, I mean, right now the cycle that he's in to until March 1st, the 52-day cycle, it's he's got a lot of hurt. All his cards governing his 52-day cycle are hearts. He's got 2-3 of hearts, a 4 of hearts, and a 5 of hearts. This is all about the changes with the family and moving and having a new home, and probably when he's not busy working, there's going to be a lot of focus on embracing the changes that are going on in the family relative to all of that, because that's a big shift, especially for kids. In the three-month cycle that he's in, that began on Election Day and ends on the 2nd of February, tremendous cards he's had. 2 Ten of Hearts, Ten of Spades, King of Hearts, lots of love, lots of support, a lot of success and accomplishment. It's been a really great time for him. When he hits his next three-month cycle, which begins on February 3rd, it looks like there's going to be some challenges, and he's probably going to be faced with a little bit of deception with someone that's not who he thought that person was. So I think there might be a little bit of drama. And I think that what Vice President Biden said, that, you know, President Obama, boy, it's really hard to remember these titles now, that he would be faced early on with a challenge. I think that might happen between February 3rd and May 5th, because he's got some pretty tough cards there that are facing him, and one of them is about deception. So that could be, you know, on the greater scale of things. I didn't look at the country. That would be something to look at to see if that aligns with it as well. Do I have a caller on the line?
Yes, you do. How are you?
Hi, thank you for being so patient and letting me finish.
Not a problem. I'm new to the show, and I'm fascinated by what you do.
Oh, thank you, Michelle. Thank you for calling. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Connecticut.
Oh, cool. Are you freezing over there?
Yes, I am.
It's been really cold over there.
It is.
So are you familiar with this system, or is this new for you?
It's new for me.
Hmm. When's your birthday?
9-18-60.
1960?
No, September 18th, 1960.
Yes. 1960.
Right.
Okay. Sometimes it's not easy to hear. So do you know in the cards that you are... have a Six of Clubs birth card?
No.
Okay. This is going to be fun. I love this. So, you know, I don't know if you went on my website. Did you go on my website?
I didn't.
Okay. So on my website, starofthemagi.com, I explain how the card deck was originally a calendar and how it aligns with our calendar with 52 weeks in the year and 52 cards in the deck. There are 12 months in the year, and there are 12 court cards in the deck, the jacks, queens, and kings. And there are 4 seasons in the year, and there are 4 suits in the deck. And in each one of the seasons in the year, there are 13 weeks. And in each one of the suits of the deck, there are 13 cards. So it just keeps breaking down like this, that the numeric values and structures of the calendar and the year and the card deck are completely aligned with each other. And if you add all the cards in the deck, 1 plus 2 plus 3 and so on, it equals 364. And when we add the Joker, it's 365, the number of days in the year. Now, when you look on my website, you'll see that each day of the year is governed by a specific card. And your birthday, September 18th, is a 6 of clubs. And this is the card of the messenger. This is one of the most intuitive cards in the deck. And the only thing that would get in your way is self-doubt or self-editing or procrastination. Those are the three culprits. We all have culprits that we get to embrace and deal with and transform. Now, because you're a Virgo, you're a double six, and the 6 of spades is your what's called your planetary ruling card. So this card represents how you move through the world. You have probably, you're probably very creative, very intuitive, and very dreamy. Are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good. 60. So are you 48?
I am.
Okay. So one of the things that I do is I can look at where you are in time with your cards and look at relationships and different things. And I'm not laying cards out like in fortune telling. I'm actually looking at plates of time cycles that are composed of the cards, time cycles, planetary influences, and things. So you're in the very last year of a 7-year cycle this year. Now, wow. Since you have turned 42, did you start a new kind of business or come into some good fortune in your life?
No, I wouldn't say that.
You wouldn't say that?
Yeah, no, I would not.
Did you feel motivated to start a new business or generate something from your ideas or creativity?
Talked about it, but it didn't come to fruition.
Uh-huh. Because there's been a lot of energy here for you to actually do that.
Okay.
It would just be a matter of, you know, taking action toward that in a way that would support your ideas. 3, 6, 7... So you still have a lot of energy going on around this. Is this something that's still on your mind?
At the moment, I don't have anything that I would do a business with.
Uh-huh. So you also have, are you married?
No.
Do you have a new relationship in your life?
I just ended one.
You just ended one. Did it start, was it like within the last year that it began?
Yes, it did.
Okay.
So actually, that was actually one of my questions, whether you thought that would start up again.
Well, let me see where you are here. 9:18. So, 1, 2, 3. You're in Mars. And 2:22 and 4:15. Let's look at this. Well, I see the relationship ending. I do see a change coming. Well, no, I see it ending in the cycle that you're in right now. I don't know. I feel like one of the things that's happening for you this year is you're learning how to communicate your feelings in a way that's more understandable to someone that you would be close to. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. So that's one of the things that's going on. And, you know, being of the club suit, it can be really easy to analyze or overanalyze things, especially things related to the heart. It's the clubs, it's not their forte to feel. Thought is your reference point. It's the resource that you go to. And so, what was the person's birthday that you were with?
12/16.
12 what?
12/16.
1/6?
Correct.
Okay. So this person is a 2 of clubs. Oh, he's right in your face there. So 15 and 19 is 34. This is a very powerful relationship to support you as individuals. It's also a relationship that could create power struggles if you're not careful. Because an 8 of diamonds relationship, which is what you have together, it brings out our will. Now, in the cards, you're Neptune and Pluto to him. Men love their Neptune cards. The problem is they can't always see who you are. Now, the thing about the 2 of clubs is they need a lot of private time. They need time to themselves. They can't be with somebody all the time. Does that make sense?
Actually, that sounds more like me.
That's more like you?
Right.
Because he likes one-on-one rather than group, but he also needs time to be alone. So, are you more aloof?
I'm just more prefer quiet, private time.
Alone?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I can understand that. So, your question is this relationship going to happen again?
Correct.
Okay, well, I feel like I'm not really communicating with you, and I don't know what that is. I'm going to take you off the speakerphone. I don't know if I can do this without losing you. I better not. I feel like there's a little bit of I don't know. It's odd. I'm not quite sure when this happens once in a while, and I'm never quite sure what exactly is going on. When I look at your cards and I see where you're going, there seems to be a lot of focus on you accomplishing things and being more connected with work and spirituality than relationships. And you have to be careful when you're in a relationship because you have a lot of Neptunian energy from the cards that you have from birth. And that Neptunian energy either can be not clear when communication is happening, or there can be, things can be not what they seem to be. And so there's a danger in not always making the right choices. And sometimes with the double six energy of not waiting to make the choices that you're making. Did you end the relationship or did he?
He did.
So did he feel like he wasn't getting what he needed?
No. He felt that it reminded him of a prior relationship that he had a tough time getting over.
Uh-huh. So he was repeating a pattern.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, if I were you, I would let go and move on from this relationship. And, you know, if it comes back to you, it comes back to you. But the way your cards look right now, let me look at your Six of Spades. It could return, like, just before your birthday, maybe toward that time of the year. Or someone new could show up. And it seems to me like someone new might show up.
Okay. So overall, what should I look forward to this year?
Well, I'm not. Do you have a business of your own? What do you work?
No, I do not.
Okay. So you must be blessed by that Six of Spades card of destiny and fate. It seems to me that there's some way in which you might want to be manifesting your creativity. You have a lot of cards for success and accomplishment. So if you don't do that in the world, at least do it spiritually and use that energy to grow and become more masterful with yourself and your communication. This year is very much about you learning to communicate from your heart.
Okay.
With clarity. And that has to do with giving as well. Well, I'm going to look really quickly here. 13. I'm just going to look at the three-month cycles that you're in because I have a feeling there may be some insightful information here. You know, allowing yourself, Michelle, to be really open, like 100% open, is what's going to draw that love to you. And I think that perhaps, you know, that could make all the difference in the world here.
Okay.
Once again, do you have a form of creativity that you express yourself through, like writing or?
Nothing other than yoga.
Yoga. Yoga is not really that creative.
Right. No, I don't.
Paint. Yoga is wonderful, but you really have this energy behind you that wants you to be doing something practical that's some form of work. And it's even stronger in your three-month cycle. So what I'm going to suggest is that you refine the way you're thinking and the way you're using your mind and the way you're using your creativity. This man is showing up. He wants to come in. The door's not open.
A new one or the same one?
The same one. It's
okay.
Like, it's almost like he's been pushed away or pushed behind you.
I can't explain that.
What?
I said I can't explain that. He ended it.
Well, he ended it for a reason. Maybe he wasn't getting what he needed.
Possibly.
You have the four of hearts in your house. That card's teaching you that love is the foundation of everything.
Okay.
And you've got tremendous cards for business and being creative, even if it's something that you do that makes somebody else's life better. If you don't need that, it would be really important for you to take some action right now in some way to enhance someone else's life and do something to create something substantial, whether it's for you or somebody else. If you're fortunate enough that you don't have to do that, then you need to do it for somebody else. Because otherwise, all this magnificent energy is going to, nothing's going to happen with it, and it's amazing. If I had these cards, I would be working my butt off. Literally, I would just be doing something that would create a foundation and a platform for either a business or an organization or a way of enhancing the lives of someone else. People less fortunate, children.
Okay.
Children. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. I'm going to go with children. I feel that one very strongly. You have an opportunity to give in a way unlike you've ever given before from your heart to people. And, you know, I would explore that if I were you because it'll change your whole life, your world. Not your life, but your world. And it will also, one of the things that's going on for you spiritually is you becoming more in tune with that deeper, softer, feminine, giving part of yourself. You need to ask yourself, I would ask him, actually, if it reminded him of a past relationship that was hard for him, why didn't you ask him for more information on that? What exactly is that experience that you don't want to repeat? And what is it that created that? So you can get some insight and reflection into you.
So what he doesn't want to create is the loss.
Uh-huh. Are you unpredictable in relationships?
No. That the problem is he's afraid to take the chance again.
Yeah, well, then he doesn't feel safe. If that's true, he may not feel safe.
Right.
You need to get out there and do something fantastic and then email me and tell me what you did.
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you for your time.
Okay, Michelle, stay warm. Okay, if you want to call in, please call in. And you can also email me at starofthemagi@earthlink.net if you want to email a question to me. I'm happy to read your questions. What day is this today? You think I know this since I write the card of the day. If you've not been to my website, go to my website, starofthemagi.com. Oh, it's a Five of Diamonds day. Oh, this is Experience rather than accomplishment is the theme that runs through the day. Although I just designed a really incredible brochure, explore the value of things thoroughly and perhaps rediscover what is most important to you now. Let your authentic self stand in the limelight through your creative expressions as you let your originality shine, as this will bring your desired results as long as you are clear about what they are. Changes in what is valued could weigh against that which seems stable. Let intuition and feelings take the commanding position with logic as backup. If uncertainty or doubt arise, avoid participating in them. Stillness and reflection will bring balance. So I send out information on the card of the day every day, and you can sign up for that on my website at starthemagi.com. It's free. And then I also have a couple of really cool links where you can go. One of them is an introductory interview with somebody that somebody did with me in Hawaii in October. And you can actually see what we're talking about being pointed out on the charts from the card system as we talk. And it's very cool. And this is the program that I'm using to do my webinars, which are amazing. They're absolutely amazing. It takes teaching to an entirely new level. And then I also have a link to a 12-minute piece that I did about Jet Travolta, John Travolta, and Kelly Preston's son who died. And not about his death, because I want to honor them. I did the piece on their connections with each other. And so it's really beautiful because they're very heavenly. They're divine. They're sweet, loving connections. And the way their cards all relate to one another and how their soul and spirit cards see each other, very deep. And so in watching that, you can get an idea about how our relationships manifest in the cards and how the cards reveal those destinies to us and what our opportunities are. I do have a webinar series that I started. It's closed with the people that are in it now, but I'm going to be offering all those classes available pretty soon. I also want to talk about, while I have a minute, if anybody wants to call in, feel free to do it. Tomorrow night, Friday the 23rd, I'm doing a book signing in Venice Beach. And it's at the Mystic Journey Bookstore, and it begins at 6 o'clock. I think it's going to go a couple of hours. I think I'm going to maybe talk a little bit about the relationship book and the basis of that and do a book signing there. And then I'm going to be on David McMillan's radio show, which he also podcasts, on January 30th. It's at 7 a.m. Pacific time. And I'm really excited about this. I went on his website, and I was pretty blown away when I saw what was there. So I'm excited about doing that show. Then on February 7th, I'm going to do a discussion and book signing at the Akashic Bookshop and Center in Thousand Oaks, California at noon, and that'll go till 2:30. And then on February 14th, I'm going to do a discussion and book signing at the Bodhi Tree Bookstore in West Hollywood, California. And then on February 20th, I'm going to be doing a discussion and signing at the Barnes & Noble on Taylor Street in San Francisco. That's going to be at 7:30. And I'll have more events coming up in San Francisco around that time. And also in May, I'll be up in the Silicon Valley area doing some things up there at East West in different places. And then on February 28th, I have a book signing and discussion at Visions and Dreams in Costa Mesa, California, and that's from 2 to 4:30. So all of this is based on my book, Love and Destiny. And if you have my books, you can bring them and I'll sign them. I'd love to meet you if I haven't. And if you don't have the book, the stores will have them there. And I'll be updating this information on my website and on the Card of the Day mailing as things unfold. So what I want to do, since I don't have a caller.
I'm here.
Oh, I do have a caller. Hello, you're so quiet. I didn't know
it's
you
Janet.
Were there.
It's Janet. I didn't know that you would hear me. I thought I was, like, on hold or something.
Oh, no. Hi,
well, I'm excited about all your book signings and everything that is happening for you, Sharon.
Thank you, Janet, very much. It's fun.
Yeah. Well, I told my friends on Facebook today that I was listening to your show, and I gave them the link.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and I heard you say something when you were speaking of Obama. You talked about a King of Clubs and a Six of Spades related to him. And my soul card is a King of Clubs, and my I have 2 Six of Spades. One is my spirit card and one is my planetary ruling card.
Yeah.
So it piqued my interest in the fact that he's got some of those cards and I have those cards as well, and was wondering if there was something related there in from my cards.
Absolutely. You're not running for president. However, in this lifetime, having the cards that you have, you are here to be a teacher. You are the Two of Spades. This card represents the communication of wisdom. Twos are all about communication, about giving forth whatever wisdom that you have, whatever wisdom you've gained through the time and experiences that you've been here. Your card is the King of Clubs, which is the card that brings your blessings into this life, and it represents the wisdom that you carry with you that wants to be expressed through the Six of Spades, who is the card of the dreamer. This is the card of fate and destiny. So let me break these down a little more. Our birth card, which for you is the Two of Spades.
Mm-hmm.
This card represents our soul's expression. What is your age right now?
I'm 42.
42. Oh, you just began a new 7-year cycle, darling.
Yeah.
So our birth card represents our soul's expression. Okay, what did my email say to you?
It said something about relocating.
Well, guess what? I just turned the page to your 7-year cycle that began on your birthday, and you've got the Ace of Hearts in your house. That's a new home.
Ah.
And the Ace of Diamonds in your other house. That's a new business.
A new business?
New way of making money.
New ways of making money, yeah. And yeah, I've been attempting to get into my new home for months now.
Yeah, well, maybe it's somewhere else.
Uh-huh. Other than where I live.
Not where you think it is.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to turn to 42.
Another state or city, you mean?
That is what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Look. You just entered a new 7-year cycle. This is a time for a new beginning. You know, Mercury is governing you right now. Mercury wants to start new things. It's like springtime, sprouts. You know, you have to be where you're supported to express who you really are. You know, you're here to communicate wisdom. You've come already with the knowledge within you. It's just a matter of letting it express itself in the way that it wants to through you. That King of Clubs doesn't do anything by the book.
No.
It's the card that's outside of the box, right?
Yeah.
The more authentic you are, the greater success and self-fulfillment you will experience. So when I look at 42,
I'll be there. Yeah, I'll be 43 in April.
I know, but you're 42 right now.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at what on earth.
Yeah, that's what I've been asking myself for days on end now.
Oh. Well, things probably feel like they are a bit stalled.
Dull?
Stalled, S-T-A-L-L-E-D, like the engine is stopped and you can't get it to go back on.
Yeah, stalled, stifled.
Yep. Now, the gateway for you to find yourself through this tunnel where you can't right now see the light is expressing what's on your mind through writing.
Okay.
It looks to me like things at home are not easy and possibly ending.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's all about you tapping into your intuition to get to that King of Clubs energy, which says, you know, I'm going to get naked and run down the street right now. And I'm going to carry an empty hat so people will put money in it.
Yeah.
You know, or I think I'm going to move to Brazil because I'm really feeling the calling. I mean, we're talking about letting that wisdom come through you, absolutely through your intuition. And this has been what you've been looking through. You've got a lot of Six of Clubs energy, Janet, and that can make us feel lethargic. It can make us feel like life is lethargic and things aren't happening, things aren't moving.
Yeah.
Oh, no matter what we do. And if things are happening, we're not sure we even want to do what we need to do. It can be really challenging. For you, it's all about making adjustments in your perception relative to your future. We're looking at Uranus and Jupiter here. It's like this is a time when you really expand your intuition, and that becomes your guidance system. You let logic ride in the back seat and support you, but it cannot drive the way. You got the Ace of Hearts behind you and the King of Hearts in your house. This can be a new home. It can be a new relationship. It can be both.
Mm-hmm.
First and foremost, the way I see your cards and the triangle that's around you in the cards says that this is a time for you to cultivate a new relationship with yourself and how you move through life. And allow yourself to readjust so that your intuition is guiding you rather than your logic. And that you're constantly drawing on that higher wisdom and you're letting go. Letting go. Period.
Yeah.
Of everything. Whether it be
I know. Well, I feel like
everything. It really looks to me like you need to let go of where you are. And, you know, in doing so, then the goodies can come. It's like there's a rainbow, and it's, you know, the pot of gold wants to be, I always feel like we're the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, you must have the Seven of Diamonds somewhere here, maybe in the 3-month cycle. But it's like, you know, there's a tremendous amount of 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. You're learning about relationship responsibility, bringing your relationships into their proper balance and highest order. Same with financial stuff. It's right now, there's a lot going on for you having to do with responsibility. And for
yes.
you to also be seeing that you're responsible for how things are manifesting and how things will manifest.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, it's interesting because it seems like everything is leaving. You know, like I'm just literally being washed away and this whole new clean slate is coming about and taking responsibility in the meantime is really going against who I am in terms of what I'm doing to take responsibility. But it's funny because I was thinking about walking around the neighborhood with a bucket or a box and collecting money.
And that's a
seriously.
Pure imagination.
What was that?
I said I must have picked that up from your imagination.
Yeah.
Well, you might want to get naked. Maybe that was your missing piece.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't naked.
Contributions.
So I guess my question is, how do I be you know, this whole thing about responsibility, that fine line or the balance with taking responsibility of my intuition versus logic.
Well, you know, it's all about intuition sitting in the throne and logic being the servant.
Okay.
The intuition is the guide, and the logic is the vehicle for
mm-hmm.
action.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yeah. Very clear. All right, well...
So that's what I see happening there. You know, when you turn 43, let's just peek, your life is going to change quite dramatically, and it's probably going to be pretty different. I think your home, everything, I mean... Janet, just be really open because life is taking a hold of you right now, this year and next year, and saying, guess what, sister, you're mine. So any notions you have of, you know, that are otherwise, just give them up. It'll make
okay.
it much more fun.
All right. I know, I'm not having much fun lately.
Yeah. Well... You know, you are being asked to let go.
Yeah.
Right on top of the Nine of Hearts. So, you know, there's this energy trying to budge you out of what's been comfortable and, you know, what you felt you had control over and giving you a nudge to, you know, step outside your comfort zone and explore a totally new reality that is completely... And the operative word here is completely unknown.
Okay.
Probably both those are operative.
Completely
so it's
unknown.
It's a time of transformation. You know, maybe you put your stuff in storage and travel.
Mm.
You know, but you do let go to really get in there and be with your intuition and ask yourself, ask your spirit.
God, I keep doing that. I do. I guess I just maybe spend even more time asking.
I think, well, you know, I think one of the things that needs to happen before anything else is your environment, a change in your environment.
Yeah.
Because that's going to bring in all new fresh energy, which it looks like wants to happen. Mercury.
What was that?
Mercury, the energy of Mercury. It's new. It wants to change, you know, and it wants things to move.
Uh-huh.
So you couple okay. that with Uranus, you've got a lot of movement and stimulation that wants some response.
Yeah.
So do something different.
Okay.
And, you know, important.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe I'll go be a monk.
Go be a monk. You know what? If you want to go dancing later, call me.
Okay.
Take you dancing.
Thank you for your service.
Okay.
Jen. I love you.
I love you too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for calling. Sometimes it's just so hard to let, you know, to know what's going on in life when things seem to be breaking down and changing, and we can't see where we're going, but we know perhaps we're not staying where we are, and there's movement and no movement at the same time, inner movement and no outer movement, and it can be disconcerting. And I've always found life to be real clear with its agendas, and when I have the courage to just completely let go and trust when I have no idea what's happening, some amazing things have happened. Life is a mystery. The only thing that's not mysterious about life is death. You know, I had a third grade teacher named Mr. Wright, and he used to say, the only thing you have to do in this life is pay taxes and die. And, you know, I don't know if the taxes thing is true for everybody, but I do know the death is. And I absolutely know that it's the only certain thing that exists in this life is death. Only thing. So other than that, we don't really know what's going on. But it's nice that when we feel connected to ourselves. I'm adding, so if I sound like I'm not all here, I'm not. 5, 6, 7. Okay, I am sorry that I haven't been able to get to everybody. I was just informed there are a lot of people waiting to call, and I have 1 minute left. So I'm going to suggest that you listen next week, and also that you go on my website and check out the things that I've done. I'm also going to be putting something up about President Obama that you can visually watch with the cards as well. And if you have topics that you want me to talk about next week, email them to me. I also do private readings for people. And if you're in any of the areas where I'm doing book signings, come on down and introduce yourself to me. So I have to get off the air. I'm very sorry that I didn't get to everybody that's waiting to talk to me. And next week, I'll go a little faster and do 5-minute readings so everybody gets a chance. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Have a wonderful week. Lots of love to you all. Bye.